Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We live in an interesting time. We are here during a time while man lives in a man versus God existence. Man, created by God, wants to be in charge. We think it all depends upon us. By nature, we're self-centered, and we think the world would be nothing without the ingenuity and the hard work of man. Think about it. Don't you sometimes feel that things would be much better if they all ran your way? But what does that have to do with our text? The text for today's meditation is the first post-Pentecost sermon. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, St. Peter declares the truth, and if you look at the verbs, God is doing everything. Peter gives us a pattern for teaching to these people of Israel. He proclaimed the law and the gospel. In a time when it was immensely unpopular to be associated with Christ, Peter proclaimed him, Christ crucified. You know the situation, the crowd of Jews had just gathered with the sound of people proclaiming news in their own languages, and they come and ask, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean? How did the disciples deal with this issue? Their usual spokesman was there. What sort of pre-planning did Peter do for his ministry? Did he do a needs assessment? Did he set goals? No, it wasn't about man, so it was about God, and he answered the people and told them what God had done. God had delivered up his son, a man whom God attested with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in the midst of the Jews. This one, his true son, was delivered up according to the plan of God. And you Jews crucified and killed him at the hands of the Romans. God proclaimed him almighty and man killed him. Peter continues and told them what else God had done. This Jesus God raised up, and we are all witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. Peter tells them what happened. God has today sent his Spirit upon us so that you can see and hear this truth proclaimed to you in something that you can understand. And he declared boldly, let all of the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. He told them that they had crucified the anointed. The Lord Christ they had killed. What could they do? This truth struck them hard, and they realized that everything wasn't about them, but it was really about God, and now in their hearts they knew that they were helpless before God. Peter had said, let all of Israel know for certain, you killed him. He had been the one who had been promised, who had been set to them, and they rejected him. They did not take his miracles and his great teaching and preaching to heart. No, Israel rejected him. They had no room for them They had no room for him in their sin-sick hearts. But they wanted the deliverer for their own terms. They wanted an earthly deliverer, a ruler who would rid them of the cursed Romans. And so they got rid of Jesus. But God made him both Lord and Christ, Peter said. They sinned, they murdered him, but his death was for them too. On their own, there was no hope. And so they cried out in despair from their law-stricken hearts, "Brothers, what shall we do?" They indeed, with the preaching of the law, recognized their sin. The Spirit worked through that law to convict them. Unbelief is sin, and they, like the rest of us, were helpless, and now they knew it. Peter again takes an opportunity to tell them that it wasn't about them, but it was about God and his love and his mercy for man. Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." The result of the preaching of the law was a recognition of their sin. They needed help, and Peter delivered what God had done. He gave them the answer, and the answer was the gospel. It was about God, what he had done, his action for man, his action for all of us. Repent and be baptized, Jesus Christ, whom they crucified, God had made alive. He had accepted his sacrifice for their sins, even the sin of the crucifixion. Salvation was and is available because of that shed blood of Christ. Repent, turn away from your sin, and believe in Christ, Peter declared. He brought them the law and gave them the gospel, and the Holy Spirit worked faith through this preaching and the administration of the sacrament. Baptized they were, for this was God at work once again. Not their work, not their contribution, but God's. As St. Paul declares to Titus in Titus 3, "For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Then, having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." My friends, we are also heirs of God's action. He has done everything for you and for me. His Son took our place under the law, that in the gospel, his action for us, we may have his new life, his resurrected life to the full. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.